This poem is indistinguishable. Hey, kid. Come here. What's the matter? It's Saturday night and you ain't got a date. What's your name, kid?
My name?
Yeah, your name. What's your name, kid?
My name is... This poem is indistinguishable, immemorable, implausible, because it is written in the olive groves of Palestine, because it is unwritten, is in the oral tradition, passed from parched lips, person to person, child to man to woman, in the Iraqi resistance, because the rebels are winning and it stirs the heart, lays waste a million hours of mind control. Because America will not, cannot hear this poem, this prayer, because Allah wills it, because joy. This poem is indistinguishable because it was written over the unmarked graves at Auschwitz, in the air, the very air above the gulag, on machete handles with machete blades, on the bodies of children in Rwandan death camps. Have a nice day. Thank you for shopping at the Lost Rainforest, the last rainforest, heaped on the metal spines of logging trucks, the last mill, the last saw blade. Hey, this poem is unusable because it will never appear on television, will never be mulled over by market analysts, never illustrated on our map by weathermen. We'll not be right back after these messages. Still up early practicing your golf swing? Why not try a golf ball that tries as hard as you? Because we are cancer and cancer can't read. Because fear, because wings are 25 cents on Sundays and irony is dead. And because every time I try to write, this poem is indistinguishable. Somebody wants to know if the cat has been fed. Just look at it, bloated, broken spirit, vapid, a little mirror unto our little homes. Because my wife thinks I work too hard. But I've got my own little decompression chamber. I call it my Cadillac hour. And greed can only be stopped by force. So why bother using a pen when there's so many swords around? This poem is indistinguishable because I let it loose and its instincts were so gone. It starved to death on the stoop and blew away because you deserve a break today. And who's got time to cook anyway? Because Olajuwon Ibrahim Muhammad won't fit on a name tag. Won't be reduced, forced into Abe on a name tag. No matter how hard you try, won't. Not at 7-Eleven. Not in your churches. Not in your suburbs, because Bob, my feet are killing me. Dave, sounds like it could be athlete's foot. Why don't you try Bob, but they're burning too. Dave, that could be. This poem is inextinguishable because Americans are getting killed, but not in American ghettos, so it's not okay. This poem is that thing I keep saying, and J.P. Morgan couldn't put a meter on it, and Carla Homolka, or however you say it, looks at it, looks like it, strikingly like this poem, like Patty Hearst looks like this poem, like John Wayne Gacy looks so much like this poem, like it, you can't tell them apart. And when you see this poem walking down the street, you think, holy shit, I thought they executed that guy. That guy who murdered all those boys. Because I X'd out all those dirty lines too. So the meter and the inner logic and the rhyme scheme are destroyed because, at last, a movie about a poem the critics are ignoring. A movie about a man and his Olympia Report electric typewriter he got for $4.32 at a thrift store. And if a movie trailer was made for this poem, it'd be hard to tell it apart from the FBI warning that comes before it and the AOL Time Warner logo which comes after it. Because I'm allergic and H just came out onto the deck, the sunlit deck where the wind chimes are ringing and singing and flying off into the hills and she was crying and she's lonely. And because of all this, I lost the best part of the poem forever, because tonight on American Maniacs, you can't read by the flickering blue light in which you spend half, a third, your life. Just try. Taking out the trash shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. This poem, yada, 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 indecipherable, because it cannot be couched in the politically correct lexicon of dissent, because Macbeth murdered sleep, and you drove the getaway car, and you're still driving it right over the cliffs surrounding your desk, your bench, your booth, your station, your stand, your beat, your checkout aisle, leading to retirement and death, a polite death, a sanitary death, devoid of this poem, disavowed of any knowledge of this poem, because, hey kid, come here. What's your name, kid? My name?
Yeah, your name. It's Saturday night and my name is this poem was assembled by slaves in a factory that burned down. The same factory that made your shoes. It never made the news. Even though 136 workers died, they were locked inside and most of them were children, because with my heart condition, I thought it would be impossible to get life insurance. But then a friend told me about this poem, this fucking unknowable poem, not written by and for a baby boomer as a meaningless preamble in this year's Subaru marketing campaign.
But then a friend told me about this unlikable, undistinguished poem that is not a drive-by reenactment in a drive-thru, not part of a hip-hop number bragging about murder, ass, dick length, not pretense for children aping the ghetto form. Impossible to get life insurance. But then this friend told me about something you won't hear to rave, buried in the drum and bass, throbbing like an undying cum shot of high-pitched ecstasy. Yeah, but then this friend told me about playing this unremovable, improbable poem is undisguisable, played at half speed on low volume at the senior center. I thought it would be impossible to get life insurance, but then a friend told me about this punk-ass extinct poem because it is not adrift in the vast sea of the market economy, because it lacks corporate muscle, it doesn't fit into the plan to privatize everything, and give it all to rich people, but there goes Clag on his solar bicycle, and the rebels are winning! The rebels are winning! And this poem is a thread, a stitch in the rebel gun strap on a rifle aimed at the head of America. But you shouldn't say that, so why say anything? Especially a poem that's unsayable, unhearable, unbearable, unsellable, because, hey Bill, how's the back pain? My name is a cookbook about sausage meat, written on a burning mad cow, inedible, irretractable, irresufferable, unsufferable, unthinkable. So, thank you for shopping at this poem. Have a nice, impregnable, the back pain, because, 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 because.